joined now live by Susan Harrison of Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Richard.
1,182 reports of thefts across the city so far this year. What's the dollar value on that?
Well, certainly, yes, we have seen an increase in theft occurrences this year. We have seen, certainly we track shrinkage amounts annually. So I'll start by saying that number, last year our shrinkage amounts are generally about 0.14% of total sales. So we don't have a number yet for this year. It is tracking higher than last year, but that does translate to a couple $100,000 over the course of a year.
I'm told that this is in the range now of $300,000. Can you confirm that amount?
There is a discrepancy. Like, there is a difference in how we track and how law enforcement reports. Because when law enforcement reports numbers, they're reporting on the retail value of that bottle. So when you go into a store and the shelf price of a bottle, so of course that is different. That includes all the markup in that. There's also, of course, the cost to us is lower as. We are buying things at cost and we don't have necessarily all those markups.
But that's still revenue that you're not receiving. All right, you're not going to give us the dollar value, but I'm told you can simply walk in and steal the alcohol. Have staff been instructed simply not to interfere because you don't want them to be hurt?
Well, we don't want to comment on specific policies or in our secure anti-theft policies, but yes, in the interest of safety, that is our utmost concern for, it's the safety of our employees and our customers. It's our number one priority, and it's what we take most seriously, in our Liquor Mart stores. As I mentioned, we have seen an increase in theft occurrences in recent months. I think this is reflective of what's happening in Winnipeg, the Winnipeg Police Service's recent crime statistics, that have been reported in the media this is not a secret. They've shown that thefts have increased across the city. And certainly, we don't want anyone, our employees or our customers, getting hurt, for stepping in or for liquor. So certainly, we don't go into specific policies. I can tell you that, we do have state-of-the-art, security and surveillance.
Oh, you certainly do. You do have the video and the pictures with us on 680 CJOB as Susan Harrison of Manitoba Liquor and Lotteries, Richard and Julie with you.
And Susan, Jay Murray very clear in his statement today that the police service is expecting the MLCC to do something about this because they're on the back end. Yes, they're getting the video surveillance, but it's still draining their resources. Is perhaps a rallying call to get your folks together along with the police to see what can be done before they have to wind up investigating?
Well, certainly, Julie, we actively work and have a strong partnership with the Winnipeg Police Service. We have a security and surveillance department here that works 7 days a week. And we work closely with the Winnipeg Police Service to address the problem. We explore and implement industry best practices, and we're diligent in investigating and reporting incidents to the police. So we actively are looking for solutions with law enforcement. Of course, we are frustrated as well by the thefts in our liquor marts, and we don't want to see them happening. And we realize that it's an issue and certainly one that we don't want happening either.
Is there a security guard at every liquor mart?
Well, we have a number of security guards in Winnipeg stores, but the liquor marts they're stationed in are evaluated on a location-by-location basis.
Based on this, can we expect to see more security guards?
It would depend. Again, we are constantly evaluating everything, and that's, again, it's...
Understood. Is it fair to say that the corporation is spending more money to deal with the issue?
We are very... Richard, we are very diligent, and we are investigating solutions with law enforcement all the time. Like I said, we have a very robust security and surveillance department that is working diligently to address this. And,
all right.
Safety is... And security is really, it's our number one priority for our employees and customers, and you know, we certainly do not want to see anyone harmed at all.
Right. Well, let's hope it doesn't get to that. Susan Harrison joining us live on 680 CJOB. But I am simply told, and Harrison did not dispute that, that you can walk in, steal whatever you want, and authorities will not touch you.